Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The news yesterday afternoon while the Royals were playing some day baseball, bigger picture in the sports world at the time, people were talking about
sports
Aaron Rodgers
being key there.
What's that?
I said sports world being key there.
Yes.
In the news department.
Yes. True. Very true. It was an interesting day to be on social. Interesting day to be on social media yesterday. Yeah. Sports wise, Aaron Rodgers also at the same time announced that he will sign today with the Pittsburgh Steelers and show up for minicamp. All the talk for months, everybody assumed this was going to be the destination, but would he make a decision or not? How long would he drag this out? Well, the answer was up until June 6th. He will be the starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, unless he still wakes up in July all of a sudden decides not to play football. But and with him, you never know. You really do never know. But
I think he's now likely
because he signed a contract.
Yes.
Because he signed a contract to play with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So that part is over. Look, I think the Steelers with Mason Rudolph and Will Howard before were going to be an 8-win football team, maybe a 9-win football team because Mike Tomlin thrives at being mediocre record-wise. With Aaron Rodgers, best case scenario, 10 or 11 wins, which is kind of where they've been. Like the Steelers, you guys tell me if you disagree, they have not vaulted themselves into the conversation with the Chiefs and Bills and Ravens. Nope.
No.
No.
Gosh,
they
no.
are a team
below that.
That is going to be capable of winning some big games during the year. They're going to make the AFC North more challenging. They are, best case, a 10 or 11 win football team, which means potentially a one and done again playoff. Maybe you sneak out one playoff win. I don't believe Aaron Rodgers is going to elevate them in that organization to getting to where they haven't been in a while since Big Ben.
I don't. This does not move the needle for me. But, like, I don't know. When his numbers were statistically close-ish to Mahomes last year, because a lot of people want to point that out, his team was behind all the time. I do not think Aaron Rodgers, unlike maybe Russell Wilson or some of these other guys, I don't think he just cooked. I think he's still a pretty good football player.
No, they're going to get better quarterback play than last year.
Yes.
I just don't think he's
actually think the roster's worse, though. I think the defense is worse. The trading out Metcalf for Pickens doesn't move the needle for me. What is their offense? It's Metcalf and Calvin Austin and Freiermuth.
Yeah, I mean, I think Metcalf's an upgrade. But yeah.
So, like, I'm not exactly, like, blown away with what they're doing offensively. They're in a very difficult division. They'll make it harder on teams like the Ravens and Cincinnati and others inside of there. So, like, that for that part, it makes sense. Do I think, like, if you made me right now list the teams I think have a real chance to win a Super Bowl today. They're not on it. They on it for you?
No, I just said, I'm totally with you. I mean, look, in their division, they have the third best odds to win it. They're 5-1. The Bengals are 2-1 and the Ravens are -130. In the AFC, just to win the conference, the Pittsburgh Steelers still are a ways down the board to do that. And for whatever reason, FanDuel doesn't even list them. I don't know why that's the case. Oh, there we go. Sorry. 21-1.
Do you think he'll have a better debut than it went for the Jets? You remember how the Jets stadium went?
He's not going to hope so.
Well, I don't think he's going to run out of Heinz Field or AccraSure or whatever stadium with a flag and tear his AC or Achilles right away. I refuse to call it by its new name. Yeah, it's Heinz Field. It's Heinz Field.
I think you can make an argument that
the Steelers are playing the Jets, though, week one, which is an incredible noon slate game.
They said they would have made it prime time but it's if at they knew
noon.
For sure.
And the Chiefs would have already played a couple days earlier, so you can lock into that one if you want to have some fun drop. Justin Fields versus Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know. Should I care yet that like, is that a rivalry? I mean, it's still fun.
He's playing his old team.
I do think it's kind of funny, and this, I feel like, is under-discussed as a part of this. The Steelers' first choice was not Aaron Rodgers. The Steelers' first choice for quarterback this year was Justin Fields, the guy you just mentioned who's going to be starting for the Jets. So, like, while this is an upgrade, they were still trying to keep Justin Fields first.
Yeah, it's a one or two win upgrade max. Yeah. Max. And it might even just be like,
and it might
they
only
were.
Be against Drew's Bengals, you know? The Steelers always get them. Also, the Browns actually get you worse. Can you explain to me why the Browns are always beating Cincinnati? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's because Myles Garrett terrorizes the offensive line.
Do the Bengals have the Steelers in the first 4 weeks? Because now I'm just starting to think they're going to start horrible.
Typically,
again,
they don't play them in the first. Normally, they save the Ravens and the Steelers for the back half of the season or the latter 10 weeks.
That's good scheduling. You know, you got to keep
the
more.
You can make an argument in a way that the Steelers aren't contenders because of Aaron Rodgers. Like, there's no upgrade at all. Like the last two full seasons.
Oh, it's definitely an upgrade over Russell Wilson.
I'm just saying, the last two seasons, like, he doesn't make them any more of a contender than they already were, in my opinion.
I think there's...
Because if you look at the last two seasons, he's only thrown double-digit interceptions, which was a stretch that he didn't have for a very long time. He had the worst rating of his career last year.
I know, but he is only... I guess 3 years removed. 3 years removed from a 70% completion, 4,100 yard, 37 touchdown, 4 interceptions.
I just don't think he moves.
5 years from 48 touchdowns and 5 picks.
I don't think he moves the needle at all for them. Like, they're the same team with Aaron Rodgers as they were with Russell Wilson, and it's just they're playing the game that the Colts played a few years ago when they did Phillip Rivers and Matt Ryan in back-to-back seasons. That's what the Steelers are trying to do. They're just trying to salvage whatever they can, but they're not going to be able to with Aaron Rodgers. It's just not going to happen.
I'm no Aaron Rodgers defender, but I think lumping him in as he's the same as Russell Wilson is insulting.
I don't think Russell Wilson
started all season and finished with 2,400 yards.
He didn't start all season, though.
Remember,
Justin Fields, that was the whole thing, is why were they pulled? You know, that was the whole debate the first month.
2,400 yards and 16 touchdowns. I don't know if I mean.
No, Aaron Rodgers
I like
better.
Aaron Rodgers more than most people do, but I just don't think he doesn't make them more of a contender in my book.
Agreed.
At all.
Agreed.
Even though he's a better quarterback.
Correct. Yeah. He is better than what they had last year, but he's not. The value that he brings is not enough to swing it to where suddenly you're like, oh no, look out, here come the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
And I was trying to just check where the pulse was in Pittsburgh a little bit earlier this morning, and it seems kind of split. There's a huge chunk of Steelers fans that are upset that they signed Rodgers because they believe that they need to kind of have the whole teardown thing that we've talked about, right? Or they want to see what Will Howard is capable of being, right? And I don't know what it would be, but Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins was going to start week one for this team. They were either going to whiff on Aaron Rodgers and he was going to stay, retire or whatever, or they were going to go try to get Kirk Cousins. Now that's the other angle. We can get into this later on when we talk about it again. Now what happens with Kirk Cousins? Because this landing spot's gone now.
He hopes somebody gets hurt.
That's all he has, right? Because I'm still not convinced, though, week one. You mean before the season? Because are you guys convinced that Kirk Cousins is going to be the backup for the first month or two of the season? I don't think he is going to be.
Start, I think he might be.
I don't think he's going to be in Atlanta for week one.
They're a poorly run organization, and I think they're going to do what poorly run organizations do. Make things awkward. Make everyone uncomfortable.
Some of the Steelers are trying to put themselves in a situation to draft Arch Manning.
No, they're not.
Not by trading Mason Rudolph.
They made it worse.
Yeah, no. If they wanted that, Will Howard and Mason Rudolph would be their quarterbacks all year. Going to get Aaron Rodgers does not mean you think you're going to be a 6 or 7 win football
team.
Do
you know why they're doing this? Because, like I said, the Colts did the same thing, but the Colts were never going to win with Phillip Rivers and Matt Ryan. It was never going to happen. The Steelers are never going to win with Aaron Rodgers. They were never going to win with Russell Wilson. Why are they? They're staying in quarterback purgatory, basically, is what they're doing.
Yeah, they're going to be a mediocre team again.
I would just retire, man. Before I went to go win 9 games in Pittsburgh, I just quit. Like, it already ended kind of weird. You left the franchise you spent your entire career with. You had 2
back in the playoffs.
Pretty miserable years with the Jets, and now, we'll get Aaron Rodgers versus either Buffalo, whoever doesn't get the 1 seed. Buffalo or Kansas City is the 2-7
Rodgers
matchup.
And Mahomes for the first time.
It'll be, yeah.
What a sorry like matchup at this point in their career, though.
The 2-7 matchup that's never been won by the 7 seed yet. Isn't that correct? They're like 0-for since we added the extra playoff team.
Rodgers Mahomes 5 years ago was the matchup we wanted 3 years ago. And because of injuries and COVID and other things, we haven't been able to get it. And now if they play each other in the postseason game, let's say, it's not going to have the same feeling. I don't think at least.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.